The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
And good morning, and welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this morning. We're going to cover something I think you'll have some fun with, a tale of two retirements. And when I say tale of two retirements, I'm sure you're probably thinking, a tale of two cities he took that from. Well, you're right. I took it from A Tale of Two Cities that we've studied at some point in high school or college with Charles Dickens during the French Revolution, though we're not going to talk about the French Revolution today. We're going to talk about a tale of two retirements, and we want you to have the best tale to tell your children and grandchildren what a great retirement you're having. So you can imagine there's different ways to retire and there's different ways to enjoy life. And we're going to kind of go through different ideas to help you have the best tale of retirement. And you know, the first thing you have to kind of take a look at is what is it that you want to do in retirement? And I say that because a lot of people say, well, I can't wait to retire. I can't wait to retire. We have this mantra that we're working and we can't wait for the day that we retire. And then we retire and say, okay, now what do I do? How do I start my day? So the one tale we like you to think about in retirement when you get there is that there is a transition, because we've had this mantra for many years, putting away for retirement, can't wait for retirement, watching others retire, can't wait to retire. And then you get there and maybe it's not what it's cracked up to be. So we want you to have the best tale of retirement, which will include not only to have the right numbers, not only have the right financials behind you, but also have the right mindset when it comes to retirement. And if you're already in retirement, I think you know what I'm talking about, to make those days as rewarding as possible. Now, this is a different world that we live in. Usually our last generation or a couple generations before us, they had pensions. They were taken care of. That was their tale in their retirement. We're not so lucky. A lot of us were to build our own retirement program, build our own pension. And how do we do that? Well, we do it through our company's 401k plan or 403b plan if you have it work. And I hear this all the time. Oh, well, they don't match at work. Oh, so, you know, I'm not going to put any money in. They're not really matching me. But wait a second. If you can put money away pre-tax, put it away a little bit at a time, have the compounding effect, why wouldn't you? Well, because they don't match. But if you don't have a pension, this is the best way to put away for retirement, I believe, is through your company's plan. And since we want you to have the best tale of retirement in today's topic, we want you to consider thinking about increasing, oh, don't kill me, please, increasing your 401k or 403 contributions at work, even if you don't have a match, because what you can do is a little bit each month or twice a month if you get paid, or once a week if you get paid, take a little bit out. Now, you probably have heard this before. Albert Einstein's considered someone who's very bright, right? Probably one of the smartest people to walk the planet Earth, and he did it pretty well. He said the eighth wonder of the world is compound interest. Compound interest meaning, you know, 5% on top of 5% on top of 5% grows exponentially. And that's what happens in retirement programs. And I can tell you, working with people on the other side where they've already retired and had $500,000 or $800,000 or even $1 million retirement program, they said it is amazing how it's just compounded out over time. So one of the best topics we can share with you today to have the best tale of retirement is really right now, think about increasing your contributions to work. Not an easy thing to do, but at the end of the month, if you have a lot of money left over and it's going into a bank and a savings account or a checking account that's earning 0.2%, you're in much better shape taking that money and contributing more to your 401k or 403b. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to A GPS for Your Retirement. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. And today we're discussing A Tale of Two Retirements, just like Charles Dickens' classic A Tale of Two Cities. I'm talking about London and France, London and Paris during the French Revolution. We're not going there, of course. We're not going to do a history lesson here. This is a financial show, so we're going to keep it financial related. Another thing people should think about having the best tale of retirement is thinking about debt. Ideally, when you retire, your college is paid off, the kids have gone through college, there's no more college loans, and the mortgage is paid off. Doesn't mean those things have to happen, but if you're dealing with debt, during retirement, it's an added stress. Now, there's different timelines. Some of us marry later in life, have kids later, and then try to retire at 62 and 64 and still have kids in college or still have student loans or still may have a mortgage. I get it. You can still do it. But if we're going to try to have the best positioned retirement, the goal really is to have the mortgage down to zero. And I say that because a lot of times people say to me, well, Ken, I went to my accountant and they say you should have a big mortgage for a big tax write-off. Well, think about it. Let's say you had a $400,000 home here and you put down $200,000 and carried a $200,000 mortgage. Would you rather have a zero mortgage or still have the $200,000 mortgage because you get a tax write-off? I think you get it. Yeah, you'd rather create equity. You'd rather over time knock off that $200,000. Maybe an extra payment. I don't know if you've seen these actuary tables. It's pretty interesting for dealing with debt with your tailor to retirement. If you could actually reduce this 30-year mortgage with an extra payment per year, you knock it down to about 17 years. So that should be in tune with retiring without any debt. Mortgage debt, it is a good debt, so to speak, because you can write it off. However, when you hear people say, gee, should I really pay down my mortgage? You know, I get an interest break and so forth. Yes, if you could pay it down to zero, your goal ultimately in retirement is not have a mortgage. Believe me, you'll still have property taxes. You'll have you'll have plenty of maintenance. I'm always reminded of the movie Tom Hanks, and remember that movie, The Money Pit? Now, The Money Pit was kind of funny with Tom Hanks because you're watching the movies, but it's not so funny when you own something. So even bringing your mortgage down to zero, even having zero college expense, you're still going to have living expenses. You're still going to have property taxes. You're still going to cost money, much like the movie Tom Hanks did and that. You're still going to have to deal with that. When you retire, you should also look at not how much money you've saved. I mean, that's important, of course, but also what else can you do with your time? And The Tailored to Retirements is actually a book that I wrote several years ago. And because I've seen some people who actually didn't have a huge amount of savings, really didn't have a huge amount of income, but they kept their expenses low. They live within their means. And for you to have a retirement, your goal really is to have the ultimate retirement is to realize you could do a lot of things for free or very little value. Now, let me give you an example. There's a time where my wife and I went out to a dinner and, you know, it's $140 or $160, some crazy number. And we really didn't get good service. The food wasn't great. I mean, have you ever had that happen to you? Yeah, I'm sure that happened to you before. And yet I remember another time where I went on a hike with our kids. And it was a nice hike, 45 minutes up, a beautiful view once we got up there, took pictures. We got a couple sandwiches and maybe it cost $10. Now, I'm not trying to compare one to the other as far as, but for us, it worked. And I say that because when you go to retire, life slows down a little bit. You can then go to the library, maybe borrow a couple DVDs. There's things you can do to save money because life has slowed down a little bit for you. Yes, you probably don't have to go to dry cleaners as much if not that you're retired. All these things you should be thinking about or can be thinking about has more to do than how much money you have and how much you salt away. Start thinking outside the box, how you can enjoy life, like that hike I had with the kids, and really enjoy life, especially this beautiful Hudson Valley. We'll be right back right after this.
Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management has a new book out, Life on Your Terms, another book in the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series from Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management. We have given away hundreds and hundreds of his books over the years, and now it's a brand new one called Life on Your Terms, another book in the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series. Get it now before it even gets to Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com. Our listeners will have the first copies. Be among the first 20 callers right now to get a free copy at 845-371-0101. First 20 callers get the new book from Ken Mahoney for 2017, Life on Your Terms, another book in the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series, and you can get it for free right now. That number again, 845-371-0101. Life on Your Terms from Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. I'm so glad you're joining us this morning. A lot to share with you. A book I wrote a few years ago, Tale of Two Retirements, is today's topic. We obviously want you to have the best tale of retirement and share that with others. And also, you probably just heard an ad for our book, Life on Your Terms. For the first 20 calls this morning, we'll get this book for free. It's something I'm very proud of. Just came out this year. A GPS Guide to Retirement. It's all yours by picking up the phone right now. The first 20 callers will get at 845-371-0101. I'll say that number again. It's 845-371-0101, and you'll get the book for free, Life on Your Terms, a GPS Guide to Retirement, taking a holistic look at retirement, not just numbers, not just finances, not just gobbledygook, but more take a look at what you can do in retirement. And along that theme today, we're talking about a tale of two retirements. And it's really interesting doing this for as long as I've been doing this, almost three decades now. I read a lot in the world of spiritual, believe it or not. Things like Dr. Wayne Dyer, Deepak Chopra, The Law of Attraction, The Secret, all these things, as well as finance books. I read a lot. And one thing I've noticed when it comes to money, there's some type of attachment to it, and we have an association with it. And sometimes the money we brought up, most of us were brought up with the idea that money doesn't grow in trees, which it doesn't, though there's actually such a thing as a money tree plant. But money doesn't grow in trees, and we deal with scarcity, and we deal with these type of things over life, and we have these old tapes that play constantly in our subconscious. I say that to you because part of having a positive retirement or a great experience, this tale of retirement that I'm trying to get at, is recognizing that we still play these tapes. We could be worth millions of dollars and still wake up in the morning and feel like we have lack thereof, that we have to be scarce and we can't use money, we can't spend, we can't enjoy, we can't give. And I think it's a really important concept that we share with our clients, that we want to have a law of attraction, that we're open to this good positive energy and this good vibe that happens, that we feel abundant even if we're not, okay? Because our subconscious is running these negative thoughts about money, associate money with evil or associate money with lack of. And yet money is like an energy, you know, so you put something out there and people like it, they pay for it, where you work, you feel proud of what you do and you get paid for your work that you do. That's a positive association with money. But it's a really important concept when you think about retirement or if you're already in retirement to think about what you can do with this abundance mentality and just kind of think about that for a little bit. Let it seep in that money is energy. Money is, of course, buys things and maybe it does, maybe money does buy happiness, but also make sure that we're not playing these old tapes of scarcity. Because I've met couples who've been married a long time and they're retired and they don't really have the lifestyle they want to. And I think the 65 to 75 year olds in retirement, we call those go-go years. The really go-go years, right? Go here, go there, here. And yet there's some people who have the money and resources to do it, but because of their thinking, because of their old tapes they play from their parents and grandparents and embedded in all of us, I guess, the scarcity, they're not really enjoying life where they can be enjoying life because of the old tapes. So just be very mindful that when it comes to planning retirement, thinking about retirement or in retirement, think about money in a little different way. Think of it in a positive attribute and try to think about what you can do with money to help others and also enjoy life. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Ken Mahoney here. I'm your host for a GPS for your retirement. Today's topic, A Tale of Two Retirements. Yes, I did take it from Charles Dickens' classic, which we all had to read in high school or college at some point. That Charles Dickens' classic was the French Revolution between London and Paris. Fortunately, I'm not going to give you a history lesson today because I don't remember the book that well, but I did write a book, A Tale of Two Retirements, to show those who are retiring well, living life well. The cover of the book actually shows a nice beach scene with a nice umbrella so you don't get the sun, but a nice ocean wave coming in. And there's no side of A Tale of Retirement if you don't do things right. Now, one of the things I think about A Tale to Retirement is looking at taxes. And I am not a tax expert. I'm really an investment advisor, financial advisor, but we work with a lot of accountants and I've gone to a lot of seminars and do a lot of reading. And it's kind of like the haves and have nots when it comes to it. The tale of two retirements, a tale of a good retirement. And take into account, it's not what you earn, it's what you keep. There are a lot of investments out there. I cannot give specific recommendations because I don't know your situation. But in general, there are tax-free bond funds. There are annuities that defer money. There are IRAs that also are deferred. There's a lot of things you can do with your money to not pay taxes on it. And you should get yourself in front of your accountant and your investment person or either together or one by one and figure out in retirement, what is the best approach? You have different vehicles to draw money from. Do you draw money from your Roth first? Do you draw money from your IRA first? Do you draw money from your cash first? So it's not what you earn, it's what you keep. And I think about the lessons in A Tale of Two Retirements. We showed examples of those who have a great retirement and those who understand the tax code and take advantage of the tax laws and those who don't. So all these things we write about in these books, you need to take action, right? You need to pick up the phone and call somebody. But we also hope on Sunday mornings as you listen to us, we get a spark, some type of spark. You say to yourself, yes, you know what? I want to look into that. I want to see what I can do now to save money on taxes. And it's legal. You can do everything you can to save money on taxes. Another thing I think about when it comes to retirement are the haves and have nots, or what we call the tale of two retirements in the book that we're covering today, is your income and expenses and how they lay out. Most people do not go through the financial planning. They make investments. They hear from their Uncle Joe to say, oh, buy this stock. They turn on CNBC. They listen and watch some other commentator talk about another mutual fund. They pick up a paper or magazine and they find another mutual fund. And the next thing they know, they have a collection of stocks and mutual funds that don't really have any overall strategy to it. And I've seen that a lot, doing this almost three decades. I've seen where people have a portfolio from a whole bunch of different resources. And I get it, but it's through different times. I think the key to having a good investment strategy and a good retirement is having an overall theme, an overall strategy. I want to have income. I want to be diversified. I want to rebalance. I want to have some of the best managers, you know, some of the wish lists, so to speak. You know, there are those who manage billions of dollars and they have what they call an investment policy statement. Not to get so technical, but investment policy statement says, hey, you can have no more than 10% in one stock. You have no more than 10% in one investment. And if you're listening right now, I bet you do have more than 10% in one investment. So you want to be careful with that. But by having this investment policy statement or discipline around these investments, so to speak, it really helps to give you an overall strategy. Then you could say from your Uncle Joe, gee, that stock made sense, or that mutual fund made sense from CNBC or from that newspaper or periodical that you read. That makes sense. So have the strategy first, and then comes after that what falls in under that strategy. That's the best way to invest, and that separates a tail to retirement of who's going to have a really positive retirement and one that may not have such a positive retirement. We'll be back right after these messages.
Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management is giving you a copy of his new book. It's called Life on Your Terms, and it's another in the series of the GPS Guide for Your Retirement books. Be among the first 20 callers right now at this special number, 845-371-0101. Let me repeat, 845-371-0101. You can get this book before anybody else, before it shows up in Barnes & Noble and at Amazon.com. It's available to you right now. It's called Life on Your Terms. It's another in the series of the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series, and it's from Ken Mahoney, and you want a copy of this new book. Be among the first 20 callers right now at 845-371-0101. Ken Mahoney's new book, Life on Your Terms, 845-371-0101 right now.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. I'm so glad you're joining us this morning. We're covering a tale of two retirements. That's a topic. I also want to make sure you get my most recent book, Life on Your Terms, a GPS Guide to Retirement. I'm really proud of this. I put a lot of time and energy into it. Now it's on Amazon for $17.99. It's on Barnes & Noble for $17.99. I'm getting a lot of great feedback about it. But since you're listening this morning, the first 20 callers, I'll send the book out for free. How's that for a deal? So it's 845-371-0101. To me, it's a great companion to what we're doing here for GPS for Your Finances every Sunday morning. The perfect companion because it goes through a lot of the topics that we're discussing here. So again, that phone number for your free book, Life on Your Terms, a GPS Guide to Retirement. The phone number again is 845-371-0101. And the tale of two retirements, we want you to have the best tale of retirement. And of course, I took the title, sorry, Charles Dickens, it was such a, had to do it, a tale of two cities, and we made it a tale of two retirements. And the tale that we're talking about is the one that you're really going to enjoy. You're going to feel abundant. You want to give, you want to enjoy, you want to do all these type of things. But we think the best way for that to happen, drum roll please, is is by looking at your projected expenses and income. Wow. So what we've actually trademarked at Mahoney Asset Management is GPS for Your Finances. And that's kind of been our theme. Our website actually looks like a GPS. If you go on there, you kind of navigate around. But what it really does is, let's say you're 65 years old now, and you want to see what 5 years is going to look like from now. And a lot of times it's abstract. It makes you upset. You may get some agita over it because you really haven't sunk your teeth into what it looks like. And that's what these projections do. Is, let's say you're 65 and you're spending $50,000 a year. I hate to say, but at age 70, you're probably spending more. If you think about property taxes, goes up a little bit. Cell phone bills. I remember my cell phone bill used to be $29 a month. Can you imagine that? A cable bill keeps going up. All these things go up over time. So when we do projections, it really is helpful because then you can plan for that. And that's what makes the tale to retirements, your tale, better if you do and take advantage of these type of things. So you look at your expenses and impact. Now, we use 1.5% inflation rate. You can use more, you can use less, but you do need to look at that. So if you're spending $50,000 a year at age 65, by the time you hit 70, heck, that could be $55,000, maybe even $57,000. Then we have to look at your income sources. Social Security, probably not going to get a cost of living adjustment. We haven't seen that in some time. You may have a small pension. You may have a big pension. You may not have a pension. You may have retirement accounts, investment accounts. How are you going to draw for those to match those needs down the road? So for a lot of people, they're flying blind. And that's something we do as professionals. It's kind of like, yeah, can you go to the gym and get results? No doubt. But you can also get a personal trainer, right? Get a personal trainer, and they can show you different things and how you can do things, and you probably get results faster. So if you're a golfer, and I can't consider myself a golfer, I consider myself a hacker, if you know what I mean, just kind of hit the ball around, but have fun doing it. But if you really want to get better, you really want to take lessons. So someone like our firm, Mahoney Asset Management, there's so many firms out there, they do these type of projections, and I think that really helps. One of the best things I can do, I believe, for people and help them retire or plan for retirement is look at their GPS. Your GPS, just like it sounds. You put in your destination, where you want to be, and then it shows you, just like you're driving around, rerouting sometimes. I get it. That's what GPS does. But the most important thing, I believe, in retirement is taking a look at where you're going. So this way, you may say to yourself, oh, okay, I got to make some changes here. Or you may find, as most people find, they're in better shape than they're in. So instead of going through all this worry and upsetment, maybe it makes sense to take some time and take a look at your projections and where you are for projected expenses and projected income. Well, if you're just tuning in, welcome. You're listening to a GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. And today's topic for GPS for Your Finances is a tale of two retirements. So it's a tale of two retirements. And this is a retirement where someone plans out very well. They take into consideration taxes. They look at their portfolio on a quarterly basis. They do reading, research, they bounce things off people. And the others just kind of fly like the wind. What's that, Christopher Cross? No, that's, what's that name of the song? Where you just kind of go with the wind, so to speak, right? Ride with the wind. Thank you, Jay. Jay here in the studio with us, Ride with the Wind. Can't forget that song. But we don't want to do that in retirement or in planning for retirement. We want to be more specific. We want to be more methodical. We want to be more strategic. You know, it's really interesting, I find. April 15th comes around every year. And somehow, you know, I'm sure when we had science exams on Friday, Thursday night, we studied for them. And I know for April 15th, people probably on April 14th put their taxes together and get it stamped. But guess what? Every year, for the most part, unless you have to file an extension, April 15th comes and you get your taxes done. Right? And you either have a refund or you get some money back. But the point of it is that you have to deal with your taxes every year. You get your 1099s usually late January, early February. You may have an accountant. You start getting your stuff together, start getting your expenses together, start getting your checks together, start putting this stuff together. And it gets you organized at least for about a month of the year every year because you have to do your taxes. But when it comes to financial planning, investment planning, when it comes to work that we do and look at retirement planning, there is no deadline. There's no date that says you have to do this. And that's why it's harder. And that's why we tell people, hey, before April 15th, while you have your paperwork out, while you're looking at these statements, while the 1099s are coming in, while these things are all happening, this is your best time to sit in front of a planner like myself or some others, or a time to look at what you're doing, or a time to take pause and see whether you're putting enough money away for retirement. This really is the best time of the year because this is the year the stuff is out. And I say that because if you think about it, we have to do our taxes. We don't have to do financial planning. We don't have to do retirement planning. We don't have to do estate planning. We don't have to do elder law care planning. We don't have to do long-term care planning. We don't do any of it. There's no deadline for these things. But on our own, we should make it. So I'm going to give you this date. How's this? April 15th. By April 15th, you get yourself in front of a planner for a second opinion, or maybe you read a book about this topic, or maybe you just look at what you're doing. Take some time out. Just like you're taking time out to do your taxes, take some time out and look at your financial planning. I'm sorry for that rant, but I had to give it to you because, you know what? There is no deadline, and we keep putting off. There's other things. We have to go to foot doc. I do. We have to go to dentist. I do regularly. We have to do all these tight things. I'm not adding to your list, but while April 15th is upon us. By the way, I think this year is April 17th or April 18th this year. Check with your accountant. April 15th, I think, falls on a weekend. A Monday, there's some holiday. Well, I've enjoyed being here with you this morning. I hope you picked up some good tips. I also want to encourage you again to pick up the phone, call our office, and get a free book called Life on Your Terms, A GPS Guide to Retirement. The phone number, once again, is 845-371-0101. Again, Ken Mahoney here. Life on Your Terms, A GPS Guide to Retirement at 845-371-0101. Until next week, I hope you have a great week.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the President and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com, and Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances, next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.